Report: House Committee Reviewing Whether Twitter CEO Dorsey Gave False Testimony. By Charlie Nash on November 27, 2018. The House Energy and Commerce Committee is reportedly reviewing whether Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey made false statements during his testimony in September. According to The Federalist, which cited comments from an aide to the committee, the House Energy and Commerce Committee will be reviewing whether Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey lied to Congress during a hearing about Twitter's controversial history of arbitrarily censoring content published by the site. The aide allegedly told The Federalist that the committee is aware of Twitter's actions and is currently reviewing Mr. Dorsey's testimony. After Twitter banned conservative commentator and Iraq War veteran Jesse Kelly this week. During his September hearing in front of the committee, Dorsey had told congressmen that Twitter does not take into consideration the political views of accounts they suspend. A plethora of conservatives and libertarians have been banned from Twitter, including Alex Jones, Gavin McInnes, Roger Stone, and Laura Loomer. Twitter also recently banned prominent feminist Megan Murphy for saying men aren't women. Update: An Energy and Commerce Committee aide provided the following statement to Breitbart News. The committee is aware of Twitter's actions and is currently reviewing Mr. Dorsey's testimony. However, Twitter has not yet provided responses to members' questions for the record, despite an October 15 deadline. It is important that Congress receive this requested information to ensure we are able to properly perform our oversight responsibilities. We believe Twitter and other tech companies should be forthright with Congress and the American people in an effort to shed light on often opaque rules and processes. Transparency and trust are essential components of our increasingly digital communication channels. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.